Nice driving, Amanda said, as Dalu slammed on the brakes and took a sharp turn. The car swerved, skidding on the loose gravel, then finally coming to a full stop, just inches away from a rusted metal gate. After driving for hours through the dark forest, the Doomer had apparently reached his final destination. This private dirt road must have led to the mountain cabin he was planning to hide in. Dear fates, how could her life have taken such a sharp turn into the Twilight Zone in the span of just a few hours? In her craziest dreams, or rather, worst nightmares, Amanda could not have foreseen being captured by a Doomer. No other female of their clan had ever fallen into the hands of their vicious enemy, the minions of all that is evil, the Brotherhood of the Devout Order of Morta. Doomers. But why had the vengeful fates doomed her to be the first? What had she done to earn their wrath? What wrong could she have possibly committed to deserve such punishment? Everything had been going so well. Maybe too well. Enjoying too much success or too much happiness without giving the fates credit for the good fortune they bestowed was never wise. Amanda had been basking in the success of her research. She'd finally been able to identify two excellent potential dormants, and even managed to convince Kian, her stubborn and skeptic brother, to allow the process of their activation to begin. Amanda had high hopes for both. Cece, her adorable lab assistant, was an exceptional seer, and Michael, a student, was an excellent receiving telepath. And what's more, Kian had fallen head over heels for Cece, just as Amanda had known he would, and he was attempting the girl's activation himself. Am I a fabulous matchmaker or what? But the fates were capricious and must have been angered by her vanity. She should have thanked them for their help, should have given them credit for her success. Please forgive me. I want my old life back. Only this morning, she'd taken Cece on a fun day of beauty salons and shopping, after which they'd met with Andrew, Cece's wickedly attractive brother, for lunch. She should have stayed with them. She should have gone home with Cece. But Amanda had wanted to do something nice for Cece. She sighed. No good deed goes unpunished.